Sada Beniluim, Beniluim is coming to answer cases as Kashe. We'll go Duchda Beniluim. Now the Beniluim in Simen Yudches brings down cases as Kashe. Yes. The Gemara says that Alibed and Abakibe she'ein kiddushin toifsim b'chai ve'lav. We know Ein kiddushin toifsim b'chai v'krisas b'chai v'misas beizli. Or b'chai v'lav in kiddushin toifsim. Mamzer, nosim. B'chai v'krisas, arayas, ein kiddushin toifsim. Rabbi Kiva holds ein kiddushin toifsim b'chai v'lav. Zog di gmoren gan shas, tala libet Rabbi Kiva she'ein kiddushin. Toifsim b'chai ve'lavim. There's no parsha siyibum in chai ve'lavim. Rabbi Akiva she'en kiddushin toifsim b'chai ve'lavim. There's no parsha siyibum in chai ve'lavim. And why? Sheni will speak out in daftes. Oleo, oleo. The mute is when someone is the erve. So there's no parsha siyibum. But that is the sugi be'etzem and daftes. And the libel Rabbi Akiva she'en kiddushin toifsim b'chai ve'lavim is no yibum v'chalitza. Frek teises and daftes, why not? Leisi ese ve'lid chileisa. The mitzvah's yibum, it's only a lav. Leisi ese ve'lid chileisa. So this is the Tishas Kasha and Daftes Amud Aleph and the Baden Teim Eleri. The Amayla Amrina Nami L'Rabba Kiva the Leisi Esa the Lit Chiloises. And Tishas Black with the Kasha. Mezes Hashem, we'll see later, there's a lot of answers on Tishas is Kasha, Rashbo, Rambam. But Tishas tells the Kasha. Leisi Esa the Lit Chiloises Elefi Rabba Kiva Ein Kiddushin Tishim B'chai Velavim. Why is no parshas yibum? As I stated in the Gemara, that the Rebbe Rabbi Akiva she kiddushin teis chai ve'lavim is no parshas yibum, and chai ve'lavim frek teises yis yese ve'lit chiloises. Zog dav nimiluim. I have a poshta teretz with three yesoides. Yesoid aleph, yibum is not only a ma'ase bia. Yibum is also a kinyan. To make a mitzvah yibum is not enough to make a ma'aseh bia. You have to be koine the isha. If you're not koine the isha, you don't have a mitzvah yibum. This is the first yesod of the Avnei Miluim. Yibum is a kinyan. The lekoch olay le'isha. Second yesod of the Avnei Miluim. There will ain't kiddushim toifsim b'arayas. It's not only that you cannot be Mekadesh Arayas. If your wife turns to become a Erve, the Kiddushim Paki, the Kiddushim drop off. So not only that you cannot be Mekadesh Erve, if you have an Isha that is becomes a Erve, the Kiddushim Paki. Now the Miluim is Meyasedit. Al Pia Rashi later, Rashi says that he has a raya that kiddushin toifsim besoito from the fact that when a lady is mezana, the husband has to give her a get. It's like that, Miluim, what is the raya? She's married, she becomes a soito. Too bad. Oh, but after you divorce her, who said that you could take her a get? And if Rashi says that it's totally obeho, Zog that, Miluim is a raya that not only that mikenish mekadev zayna erve is paki. Added these two yesoides, that the kiddush yibum is a ma'ase kinyan, not only a ma'ase bia. And yesoid beis that when you have an erve, it's not only that mikenish mekadesh zayin the erve, it's a paki. It's a paki. The isha that is the erve, the kiddushin fall off. Zog dav v'miluim, even if you will do yibum, alim rabba kibbe b'chai ve'lavim. And the yibum will be chal because eser deicha loisus. Even if the yibum will be chal because eser deicha loisus, but that is good for bir rishoina. After you finish bir rishoina, the mitzvah is done. So after you finish the beer rishona, the mitzvah is done. The erve will come back. If the erve will come back, we'll have to be paki. So when you will do yibum to chayvelami ve'eser, what will happen is, b'shas the yibum at the bichal, the mitzvah will be doiche the shemerve and make it the bichal. But when the mitzvah finishes, the erve comes back. If the erve comes back when the mitzvah finishes, the mele is a paki. If it's a paki, nimtza, there was a yibum lezman. Nimtza, there was a yibum lezman. Nimtza, yibum lezman. And the mailer, zotere, ishus lezman is nishken ishus. These are the three yesodos of the Avnei Miluim. One yesod that yibum is a kinyan, not only a ma'aseh biyah. Yesod beis. That when you have a marriage and it becomes erva as a paki, yesod gimel that ishus lesman is nishken ishus. The Mele zok davni miluim. What the Gemara says? What the Gemara tesis kasha is? The fira bakivet chavilavim is a erva. Why you can't do yibum? Say esed echelois is it? Ebi mafkia deshem erva. Ebi mele to bichal, aber to bichal is man, aber after to be paki. Ishus lesman is nishken ishus. The male is nishken yibum. The male is no eser doicheloisus. This is the tale of the Avnei Miluim, Simen Yudches, Sif Kotten Aleph. This is the tale of the Avnei Miluim, Yudches Sif Kotten Aleph. Abrazei, we'll go right. So first, and the Avnei Miluim himself is two chidushim that we can think tzach at both of the chidushim. The first chiddush of the Avnei Miluim is that yibum is a kinyan. Reb Chaim said yibum is a ma'aseh biyah. Yibum is not a ma'aseh kinyan. B'meila it's not an answer. What is the kash? Ein echanami say eser dechalois say. Zok the Avnei Miluim. Well, it's a kinyan. It's an ishus lezman and it's not chal. If yibum is a kinyan, it's an ishus lezman and b'meila it's not chal. But if yibum is not a kinyan, so there's no musig of ishus lezman. So the whole Avnei Miluim doesn't start. But the Avnei Miluim was poshutim that Yibum is a kinyan, not only a ma'aseh biyah. But mainly he said it's shtikut Torah. Like we said in Chamishi, the stipulus in Aleph Baal Chove is moichiach that Yibum is not only a ma'aseh biyah, Yibum is a kinyan. And then it's giboy the Avnei Miluim that while it's a kinyan, but mainly it's ishus lezman and it's not. So Avnei Miluim learns that was poshut to the stipler that Yibum is a kinyan. We'll go weiter. But I said, first of all, you could have dintach. Yibum is a beer. The ma'ase mitzvah is the ma'ase beer, not the kinyan. Second chidush. Now, if the Miluim learned that the yibum is the kinyan. So what is the kasha? Eser dechaleisa say. The eser moves away the whole thing, moves away the aveira, the mele moves away the erva. But when you finish the mitzvah, it comes back. You write the eser as doicha de kores. When you doicha de kores, you doicha de erve. So you can do it. Zog de Avnei Miluim, yes, it's good for the moment. But when you finish, the erve comes back and it's a paki. Now, was pasha to the Avnei Miluim, and listen carefully, was pasha to the Avnei Miluim that what stops the kiddushin and erve? The isu. When you push away the isu, there's no more shem erve. But mainly you could do the kinyan. Zog the Avnei Miluim, you write that you could do the kinyan, but it's only lezman. It's only lezman. It's only lezman. But mainly to be paki. This is the Avnei Miluim. We mentioned that was partial to the Avnei Miluim that when you have an eser dechaleis say the isur goes off and the mainly the shem elbe goes off, but the mainly it's only lezman. Reb Shimon Shkop explained it a bit different. Even when you push off the isu, the shame erva stays. The erva is not noigeya to the isu. You can have an erva without the isu. He bought a Rashi at Dafnun Beis. Rashi says a Yevomo, there's no aveir to marry her, and there's no erva. But ein kiddushin toifsin be Yevomo midrei raise, which is an erva veishasach. But you're allowed to do beer to this lady. You're allowed to touch her. Aber the Shem Erve, Chutz from Yibum, says, so Shem Erve is not negia to the Isur or not Isur. So if the Shem Erve is not negia to the Isur or the not Isur, so Reb Shimon Shkopt asks, so even if Esed the Chaloisa say, but the Erve is there. Even if Esed the Chaloisa say, the Erve is there. And if the Erve is there, even if Esed the Chaloisa say, the Erve is there. So how Bichlal, the Gemara wanted that Esed the Chaloisa say, how Tesis and Daftes wanted Esed the Chaloisa say, how the Gemara and Bayos wanted Esed the Chaloisa sheyesh bokores, but it's a Erve, how you will do the Kinyan? And Reb Shimon explained that for Yibum, we don't push off only the Aveira. We push off the whole Shem Erve. Why? I want to explain the clinch. That Melurim just learned that push off the Isur, the Erve goes off when the Isur goes off, and when the Mitzvah comes finishes, the Isur comes back and the Erve comes back. Reb Shimon explained that the Erve is not negated to the Mitzvah and to the Aveira. There's an Aveira and there's a Mitzvah. So why are you allowed to do Yibum? I ain't as a day chalaisa say it's a erve. How the kinyan bichal? Reb Shimon explained that the mitzvah takes off not only the aveira, it takes off everything what is necessarily needed for kiyum a mitzvah. And while for kiyum a mitzvah, I need the shame erve to go off. So while for the kiyum a mitzvah, I need the shame erve to go off. So the Esa is not only Doiche the Isu, the Esa is Doiche also the Shem Erve. It's Kimar what Avni Miluim said. Avni Miluim just said that it's Doiche, Bishas Mais, and then it comes back. Reb Shimon explained that it's not only Doiche the Shem Isu, and Bemele is no Erve, it has a Koyach to take off even the Erve, the Haidu. For understanding that Avni Miluim, we said three Esoides. It's a Kinyan. We need to push off the Erve for doing the Kinyan, so the Esa is Doiche, but it's only Lizman, when it comes back, it's Poka. For that, we just have to explain, the Esa is Doiche, the Eloisa said, the Kores, and everything goes off at the same time. Because when the Kores goes off, everything goes off. Reb Shimon explained, even when the Kores goes off, the Erve doesn't go off. So why I'm allowed to do Yibum? Why I'm allowed to do Yibum? Why I have a Koyach to do Yibum? Reb Shimon explained, because the mitzvah is doiche not only the Yisu, it's doiche everything what is needed for kiyum a mitzvah. But Meile, you could have argued at the Miluim and say, what do you say? Hey, the Chanamit will go off Lizman, but when it finishes, the Yisu will come back. And the Meile, the Kiddushin will be Paki, the Yibum will be Paki. If it's a Paki, so it's only a Yibum Lizman. Yibum Yishus Lizman is Nishkin Yishus. But mainly he has the answer and tastes his kasha. You could say, why issues as man is nishkin issues? Kiyum a mitzvah, the Erve goes off forever. If the Erve will come back, so the issues will be poka. If it's poka, it's issues as man, so it doesn't work. So the Esa would have a koyach to be doiched the shame Erve. And it's so stark, that it'll be doiche forever, and b'meile you can do Yibum.
Then afterwards it'll still come back.
Will never come back.
No, it's not.
Everything will disturb goes off. So it goes off forever. Again, and Avni Miluim steht nicht das. So again, to make it clear, we're going back to the Avni Miluim. Avni Miluim had a kasha, and to me, Yashav Tesis is kasha. Tesis asked why Esa Deicha Lo Isis, and why we don't say anything about Kibich HaVilavim. They say Esed Echaloises and do Yibum. Zodah and the Miluim have three Esoides. Yibum is a Kinyan, Ishus is man is Nishkin Ishus. When it's a Erve, it's Poka. Bemele eventually, when it be a Shmiya, it's a Erve, it comes back. Bemele everything is Poka. Bemele it's not Doiche. So we said, we could argue Aleph, the Mitzvah is the Kinyan, the Bia, not the Kinyan. Okay, but the Miluim is a Kishtas. We could have argued who said that it's Poka. The Miluim says that it's Poka. But we could argue and say, Reb Shimon explained that the Esa is not stam doiche the Isu and b'meila the Erve goes off. The Erve is not negiah to the Isu. So why the Erve goes off? Everything what is needed for the mitzvah is nitche machmas the mitzvah. And while the Shem Erve is a stira to the mitzvah, so the mitzvah is doiche the Shem Erve. The mitzvah is doiche the Shem Erve. If the mitzvah is doicha the shem erva, because everything that is needed to the mitzvah is nitche, and this is the reason the mitzvah is doicha the shem erva. So if we will say that if the erva comes back, b'meile it's poka, and b'meile if it's poka, it's a ishus l'zman, so the esser will be doicha the shem erva forever, then will never come back, and after milui shteit nishtase. But this is what we could have argued at the after milui. Mikol mekoyim back to the after milui, back to the after milui. Back to them. Because the Miluim came and he answered, really, the Miluim came and he answered, Tesis is Kasha. The Tesis is Kasha, say, Esa de Chaloisa say. Say, Esa de Chaloisa say, and the Fira Bakibe Chavelavim will do Yibu. And the Miluim answered, you write that Esa de Chaloisa say, but it's Doicha the Shem Erbe Bishas Maisa for the Kinyan, where the mitzvah finishes, the Erbe comes back. If the elbow comes back, it's a paki. If it's a paki, so it's an ishus lezman. Ishus lezman is nishkan ishus, nishkan yibum. The main is no cure of the mitzvah. The main we don't say, es amecha loisis. Fregen de achroin. Fikiyam, Remoyshe, Bishem Reb Zalman Sender, the magia of the miluim brings it down. What happened to him? He took a thesis and the test. That as is a kasha. The fear of a kibbet chavilam is like a rayas. Say as a dechaloisis. You can't say as a dechaloisis. Why? Because if you will say it, the enech and ami, the kinin is chal, but after it's poka, kinin is man, is nishkin ishu, kumere is no as a dechaloisis. Fregen de achoinim. So what would argue more? Argue more wanted that if as a dechaloisis she yesh by chores, Achis isha de yamen, nosh nagmore. Taida de kosav rachmone oleo, hola vochi, ave amine, achis isha me yabemes. My time, the amrin and osi esse, but nochi loisese. Ave the miluim, you're right, but you said that even if it's doiche, it's only doiche lezma. And later it comes back. And the mele, it's poka. And if it's poka, the mele, it's ishus lezma, it's nishkinibu. Ave the miluim, you forget, often a gimore. Say it's sweeter. But what do you want from Tesis? Tesis just took the Gemara that said that Esek could be Dechaloisis. And the Gemara said why it doesn't work because Yesh Boi Kores. And Tesis said, okay, so I have a case. So I have a case that is no Kores. I have a case that is no Kores. A case that is only a Lav. And the Melech, I'm asking a question. So what was it? I have a Teretz. If it's Mafkia, if it's doicha, later it comes back. If it comes back, the mele it's poka. The mele it's an ishus lezman. This is the orin. So the Reb Moshe brings down. So Reb Chaim said, "Einuch enami the teretz is the mitzvah is the bien nishkin kinyan." There's no kashus, not here, not there. I don't have to have an ishus lezman. The mitzvah is not to make an issue, the mitzvah is to make a nice beer, and everything is glad. But the Ramosh to have the Miluim said Nishnas, the mitzvah is the king, like the Zaytman. And he said, the issues is not as Nishkin issues. So what would argue more? Zokrib Zalman Sender, Shrag, Givaldike Terrence. Zokrib Razek, Givaldike Terrence. Zokrib, Einechana. The Yosoid is. A erve is not only that you can't teifis kiddushin, it's poka. When the mitzvah finishes, it's poka. We said we could have argued that the mitzvah needs it forever and it's not poka. However, if we don't argue at the middle. We don't argue at the middle. And we say that it's poka. So we ask you a kasha. So in our Gemara also say that it's poka. The Teretz says, Bayos, what is the arayas? Achoisisho. My brother is married to my wife's sister. Now we want, as Esa de Chaloisa said, Sheyesh Bokores, I can marry that lady. What we asking? After the beer, the elbow will come back, and now it'll be Paki. The Teretz is, well, when I married this lady, so she became my wife. So now my first wife is Achos Isho, if the second wife. Now that I married the second lady, my wife is achris yishur if my second wife. So now we'll be paki, and the first wife will be paki. So if I get the yevama will stay in the house, and the first wife will go out. This is the chabad of Zaman said. And the regular chayvel avim, one beer is mutar, the second beer is also, the mele has to be paki. Masha'in can buy us. It's achris yishur. If I will marry the achris yishur as Esa de Chalosis, she'll be my wife. So now who will be paki? My first wife will be paki. B'meile, I will stay with the second wife. So b'meile, it's not an yishus l'zman. B'meile, it's an yishus forever. It's an yishus forever. Now, here, it's two things to argue. And the Teretz of Rav Zalman said. First, Rav Gershon Edelstein, a member, asked Ponovich, and he's not so sure if in Matt it works. I married a second one. When I make a mitzvah, when she's married to me. Cosmo, she's not married to me. I'm not making the mitzvah. Cosmo, I'm not married to me. I'm not making the mitzvah. When she's married to me, I finish the mitzvah. Right? When my wife becomes a achris yishur, after I marry the second one. So before I marry the second one, my wife is good. After I marry the second one, now I don't need either one, right? So why the second one stays and the first one is poka? Maybe the second one will be poka. Cause when I didn't marry her, my wife is not an elder. When my wife becomes an elder, when she's my wife, in that moment, I finished the mitzvah already. What? I can't hear. No moment.
She's never
the wife. Kozma, the first one is my wife. The second one is not an elder. I'm allowed to marry her, right? When I married this one, my wife becomes also. But that minute, this one I also don't need anymore. It's exactly. What? No. That we see not like that.
It's
what? Because Lizman is not a reason not to do poker. If that'll be a reason, so we don't have to have the miluim. Chavilavim also don't say paka. Say val. If it's poker, so maybe the esom is later. That is not a cheshbon if they have the miluim. And the Miluim says it's poker, it's poker. The Esser doesn't make it not to be poker. Kolzman, I didn't make it. Now the Miluim learns we don't say Esser the Chalaisis and not to make poker. Because we say that, they don't say poker. Say Esser the Chalaisis forever. So now, Kolzman, I didn't marry her, I'm allowed to marry her. And there's no other reason. When she's my wife, I have two wives now. So why the first one has to leave? Let the second one to leave. Not only that, Reb Nochem added a word in Shir, and Reb Nochem said like this: who is more achris isha, the first one or the second? Second one. Reb Nochem said that he himself would say that the first one is never poka; she's never achris isha. She's never achris isha. Even when the second one becomes a wife, she's isha; she's achris isha. I'm so understand that this does that. Say by the second one is a wife, now the first one is a chois isha also.
She didn't have a shame over her head.
She didn't have a shame, but now she has. So what? Who came? Doesn't make a difference. Like I said in Shir, Yaakov and Tila Ramban, that Rochel had to die because Yaakov can't have shtei noshi. I don't know who came first. Now when he's coming to Eretz Yisrael, he has two wives. One has to leave. So Mechetes, this is what the Zaman said to us. So Vaisa is healing like you, that the second one is Chal, and give us a moment, so the first one is Poka. Say that. Zog Yedah Choynim. What helps that the first one is Poka? The Issur to marry a Chois Isha is even if she's not married to me. If I married Leah, and I divorced her, I'm not allowed to marry her sister. Ishol achoyser leisikach litzroim oleo bechayel. If my wife dies, I'm allowed to stay with the second one. But if my wife doesn't die, she just leaves my house, I'm not allowed to stay with the second one. So what is the answer of Rav Zalman Sender to Miyashiv Dav the Miluim? Zog Rav Zalman Sender, the answer of the Miluim is that in the case of Chayv Elavim Taker be Pokas at Ishus Nizman. Over here, you're right, you do the Yibum Tachis Ishus, the first one is Poka, you're allowed to stay with the second one. Why are you allowed to stay with the second one? You're right that the first one left the house already, and she's not my wife, but she was my wife. And the Yisrael of Achris Isha is Bechayel. God's man, my wife, is alive, I'm not allowed to take the sister. So what we are trying to answer, that the reason you're allowed to stay and be made here, the kasha will not be a Yibum Nizman, because the first one is Poka. If the first one will die because I married the sister, say that. Or if the first one is Poka, or it's Bechayel. Bechayel, I don't have a heter. Zogin de achroinim, that the Poka, it's be'etzem, why I'm not allowed to marry my wife's sister? Why I'm not allowed to marry my wife's mother? Even if my wife is dead. Because mikol mokim, it's my wife's mother. I divorced my wife. It's my wife. You know, I got divorced, but it's my wife. It's my wife. No, yeah? So it's an issue. It's an issue. So even if I divorce, even if she dies, I'm not allowed to marry her sister. I'm not allowed to marry her mother. I'm not allowed to marry her daughter. It's my wife. Paki cuts it completely. Talking about Achrayim like this. Every time when I divorce a wife, you're right, she's not my wife. The divorce doesn't cut us off completely from each other. It separates us. So the other lady is Achoyis Isha. You're right, she's not married to me now. She's not married to me. She's divorced. But she's Achoyis Isha. I'm marrying her mother. You're right, she's divorced. But it's Achoyis Isha. Paki cuts it completely. And while Paki cuts it completely, it's more from a divorce. It's a sakine charifte. We'll see later in Sugis. There's no isur koivim. So not only stam. And two sisters, there's no nafkamina to marry the mother because it's the same mother. But the mashal, if I be Paki, I'll be allowed to marry not only my wife's sister, I'll be allowed to marry my first wife's daughter. If she has a daughter from a different marriage, I'll be allowed to marry her. Because it's a Paki. Paki cuts it off completely. Makes a afrode. Makes a separation. If that makes a afrode and a separation, then mainly you're allowed to marry the sister. This is the Teyre of the Imre question. So this is the Teyre of the Avni Miluim. This is the Teyre of the Avni Miluim. And we said that Lule Divre Avni Miluim, we could have answered that Val the Esa Bechaloises takes off the Shem Erve not only for this Bia, not only for this Kinyan, takes off the Shem Erve completely, that the Mele never comes back. It never comes back. And if you what we are saying, we are Bidin of Kimina. The way we understand this, the Esa will take off the Shem Erve forever. That even Bia Shnei will be Mutter. Right? The Esa Bechaloises will take off the Shem Erve and even be a Shnia b'mutar b'achris Isha. Other, in our words, because the Erve is mutar forever. Other, because Rav Zalman Sender will be poka from the first one. But again, we are saying the Rokbo that l'fidah b'miluim, if Esed b'chaloises b'achris Isha, not only be a Rishoyna b'mutar by her, even be a Shnia b'mutar by her. Right? Because if Bia Shnia will not be Mutter, so the Bia Ishus Lizman, and the Yibum on it Bichal. So to understand why the Gemara wants Esa de Chalaisis of Unachis Isha, Lefidav Nemiluim, we have to understand that by us, it will not come back to Achis Isha. By us, we will have a Paki forever. By us, either the first one will disappear, either the Shem Elvi goes off completely. This is the tzus of the Shmaise that we are learning pshat. We'll go to the next shlav. and the Te'ele Sugi. Rebbe Chonon in Kevitz Ha'orah Simen Zayin Ois Aleph brings down the Kasha from Beis Aleph. There's an Isur in Arayas not only to do a Bia, Loisik Revun. You're not allowed to touch Arayas. The person gives a hand to Arayas. It's an Isur in Arayas. Pashas Nekmoran Sanhedrin is Yehorik Val Yavar. Not only on the Bia, even an Isur Negiyah is Yehorik Val Yavar. It's called a Vizirayu de Gilu Arayas. The person is Mukhir to Moisir Nefesh not to touch Ha'elve. Loisik Revun. Now, when you touch someone, you're not Mekai Mitzvah Sibu. You have to do Bia. Nothing else will work, only a Maisa Bia. Now, but to do a Bia, it's impossible to do Bia without Maisa Krevus. Frank the Beis Alevi, he said, what the Gemara says, Esed Eicheloises, Vos mit Loisik Revun. Chavilanim, it's not a Kasha, it's not Loisik Revun. It's Mamza. Aber Arayas, as a Isur Krevus. As I frag the Kovitz Ha'ores Simen Zayin Ois Aleph. B'Shem de Beis Aleib. And it brings down one Teretz. B'Shem de Beis Aleib. B'Shem de Beis Aleib. And Leisik Revun, it's a Isur Dei Reise. Like I said, it's called a Vizirayu. If you most show you, it's a Vizirayu to get a Reise and it's Yehorek Ve'al Yavur. Why? It's like in the Bismelosh of Yichud. Why we ask it Yichud? Because if you do Yichud, you will come to do it. If you touch, you will come to do it. So the purpose of the Isur is because we don't want you to do Bia. So the Mele, while we don't want you to do Bia, while we don't want you to do Bia, the Mele, you can do Leisik Revun. But Val is an Esed Eicheloises. No, Val is an Esed Eicheloises. And you're allowed to do Bia here. Val is an Esed Eicheloises and you're allowed to do Bia. Val, you're allowed to do Bia. But Mele is no Leisik Revun, sagt the Beis Halevi. Now, the whole Leisik Revun is, don't do Leisik Revun because you have come to do a Bia. While here the Bia is Mutter, the Mele is Loi Leisik Revun. This is one Teretz. The second Teretz is that Eina Chenami, but we took off the Shem Erve. We took off the Shem Erve. We'll say it in our Nusach. Everything that is needed for the Mitzvah goes off, right? That's what we said. If the Erve is a steer, the Erve goes off. So if you can't do Yibum without Leisik Revun, the Leisik Revun goes off. Everything that is needed for the Mitzvah goes off. We said, Be'etzim, the Mitzvah is the Bia, only the Aveire. Of a Vali, the Mitzvah is the Kinyan, and the Erev is the Stira to the Kinyan. We explained yesterday from Reb Shimon, but mainly the Erev goes off. Val to do Yibum, I need to do Krevus, so the Krevus, like Machshir and Mitzvah, also goes off. But there's no way to do the mitzvah without Leisik Revun. So again, if the first mahalach is, Val, here you're allowed to do Bia, it's no Leisik Revun. Second time, it's no. It's Leisik Revun is a separate issue. About everything that is needed for the mitzvah is muta. And Val, here, the same thing we said, the Bia is muta. The Shemerva goes off. So Val, you need to do Krevus. So the Krevus goes off. Could say enough Kamin, if you want to touch a Shalei B'Shas Bia. The first pshat is no Leisik Revun. While you're allowed to do a Maisa Bia, there's no Isur Krevus. But if you're the second Mahalach, it's not that there's no Leisik Revun. Everything that is needed for the Mitzvah goes off. So B'meile, B'etzim we say in one Yesoi that we said to Miyashiv Tuzach. Reb Shimon explained how you could do Yibum, Zekinyan, Zechashay Me'erve, even if the Isur goes off. And Reb Shimon explained the mitzvah is doiche, everything what is needed for kiyum mitzvah, even the Shem Erve. We explain now not only the bia, also Leisik Revun. Like the Beis Halevi, how you touch, is the Isur Leisik Revun. So Beis Halevi says in Yesoi that krevus, that when is the bia mutar, krevus is mutar. We're saying better from that. Not when bia is mutar, krevus is mutar. Everything that is needed for the mitzvah is mutar. And while I cannot do the mitzvah without my sekreivus, so I'm allowed to do a my sekreivus. These two parts are glad. These two parts are glad. Now, we mentioned, while Daphne Miluim learns that if the Elve will come back, it will be an issues lesman, so we have to say that by us, the Elve will not come back. One of the two ways. Other, it will not come back because the Elve will be Mufka Legamri. Again, why the Elve will be Mufka Legamri? Because if it comes back, it's Paki. And if it's Paki, it's Lisman. Bemele, the Esser will say that it goes off forever. Or, like Reb Zalman Sender, Val, she will be my wife. Bemele, the first one will not be my wife. Till here, it's glad and poshut. So now I want to ask you a shayla. And this is a harifus. So if Esser will be doich eloises as sheyesh bekores, and you will do yibum ta'achos isha, how many bias are you allowed to do? One or two? If Esser be doich eloises as sheyesh bekores, how much? Right? How much bias you could do? How much bias you could do? How much you want? Because if you can't, that the Miluim explained to us, so it's just as much. So one of the two. Either we're using our Yesoid that everything that is needed for the mitzvah goes off, or we're using Reb Zalman Sender. Now, either we're using Reb Zalman Sender that while she'll be my wife, the first one will not be my wife, and maybe I'm allowed to stay with this one. But either way, if Esev Yibum or Bidoiche, it will not be muta only for one beer, it will be muta for every beer that we need. This is a glad cheshbon that has to come out. Other have the miluim dik and with the longness of Reb Shimon because the erva is poka forever. Other with Reb Zalman said, if this is the pshat, now we have a starke kash. Rab Kiva Egel, they're not understood like us. Where is Rab Kiva Egel? Rav Kiva Eiger is on Tesis Dibur HaMaschil Taim. Tesis is asking a kasha, and we'll say Tamtis at Tesis. The Gemara says that why Yibum will be Mutra? And Eser Deichaleis is Sheyesh Bekores. Zog Tesis, come we'll see Tesis, we'll start with the middle. The Oymeri, the Ibe Alme Ein Eser Deichaleis is Sheyesh Bekores. לא יהבה לתנה למדרש עליה לאיסורה ולא יצטריך לגופה אלא להשמין בעל מדוחי אלא הבה למדרש להתאיר נאמר כאן עולהו ונאמר לא עולן עולהו מה לא עולן מאחויסי שם? כאן מאחויסי שם ואומר רחמונו יבוא מיובי עולהו ומסתבר תפי למדרש אוכי ולאות מקרוא לגופה לבד לסוף הרעייתה נעשת לחלסה שיש בקורת ולצור לקרוא להתאיר ולא אוכי דורש לגופה תייסה סס איף בעלמה Esa is not doich eloises as sheyesh bekores. So the Gemara means to say, so why the pasuk says achosisha it's also? I know already that it's also. So be more mistabel to darshan that achosisha is muta. And if the Tana says that the drosha is that achosisha is also, mistabel that bekol atirikulo esa doich eloises as sheyesh bekores. So the Tana says, why I need Oleo Oleo? To say also, Alemor, we prefer the Pasuk will be Legufe. So if the Tana says that Legufe means that Achis Isha is also, obviously, Ese Be'etzem is Deich Eloisa Sheyesh Bekores, comes the Pasuk Legufe to say that here not. But if we call it the Rekulo, it's not, we will darshan the Pasuk that yes. So what is the Yesod of Tesis? The Yesod of Tesis is, that if Eser Doich Eloises says Sheyesh Bekores, I don't need the Pasuk Legufei. Because I know that it's Muta. So, the Mele, I will darshan the Pasuk Leisure. So again, so listen carefully. I want to say Rav Kiva Eiger. Listen carefully. We have Oleo Oleo. Yibum Arayas. Oleo Oleo. Right? We have a Pasuk of Arayas. We have a Pasuk of Yibum. Oleo Oleo. Now you could say, Ole Ole means do Yibum even here. And you could say, Araya says, don't do Yibum there. It's not different how to dash. The passage just said these two parashas are the same. What the same? Other in Arayas you don't do Yibum. Other you do Yibum even in Arayas. So face this. If we call it the Kula Esadechalis, it's a Shiesh Bekores. So it's Mistaber, so what I need Oleo Oleo? I know I'm allowed to do it. Oleo says, you cannot do it. If we call it the Kula, it's not Doiche. So I would say, Oleo Oleo, then I could do it. Frecht Rab Kive Eiger. And say for Kushio Satsumas. Kushio Atsuma. Maybe Esadechalis, it's a Shiesh Bekores. You know why I need Oleo Oleo? I anyway, she's working. For Bia Shnir. Look at my Kivei again. Inside. Koshali, doze einoi maspi. Down in the papers. The dimmele teire, v'ayno li yevomo yole, afilo achois isho, v'aloksi v'lokho, נאסק יש איש לכל דבר ואפילו ביושניש דלגעס השורי כמו אם איש הסוכי להבל לתסס למה בפשוטוי פרק רב כי בהיגר I need a you write an אסר די חלויס what תסס said it אסר די חלויס שיש בי קורס I don't need a leo להתאירה I need לאיסור if אין אסר די חה סדר a leo להתאירה But if Eser Doiche, then Aleo Leisur. Maybe Eser Doiche, but Eser Doiche can only matter be a Rishayna. Cannot matter be a Shnir. Tesis explains in two places in Yevamos. And one place is in Chof Amud Beis. And in one place in Ches Amud Beis. Open Chof Amud Beis. Well, anyway, you have to see the stasis. Ches Chof Amud Beis Dibur Amasil Otu Bir Shnir. Mora says, Chai Veladim is Exeir Bir Rishoyin Otu Bir Shnir. Yoshniot de mitad de nasas ki ishtoy lechol dovo. Eloheiche de sharele velo itchir. Aval chavelavim afilo berishoyno leishori. Taisa says that chavelavim are only mutar bi rishoyno, not bi yoshniyo. Eishesach is mutar even bi yoshniyo. Eishesach is mutar even bi yoshniyo. Look, open now Chesamud Beis. Open Chesamud Beis. Have a look at Chesamud Beis. Dibur HaMasri Melamed Shemigarsha Beget. Chesamud Beis. V'teimet. Demashma de lebi ha-shniyo lo yitzorich ko la'atiro. V'amai. V'o mitzvah de obo rachmon ha'avdo. וישלמה דבישניר ליציר יקרו דסבור ודליום הרחמון היוב עליה לגר שאחר בי הראשינו בכל מוקרים חי ולאו אם נא So Tesis says and Mr. Shem will have to see these Tesis Why בי ישניר is מותר על צי שסך If you see that the מילואים inside the last piece of the מילואים he says that שיטוסי is very partial why בי ישניר is מותר Because if Bia Shmir will not be Mutar as Eishasach, to be Yibum Lezman. This is the last piece of the Avon Miluim. The last shtick of the Avon Miluim. Now on top, the last piece, this is what the Avon Miluim says. But if he dvov, he also has a Yishuv and Tesis Chesom Udba, Beis. Aber mikol mekoim, zogt Rav Kivei Eiger, Eishasach Bia Shmir is Mutar. Aber Arayes, Eichus Isho, Bia Shmir will not be Mutar. Only be a Rishayna. Be a Shnei will not be Mutter. So the Mele, Frank Rav Kiveger and Ar Teisves, why you say you don't need a pasuk? You need a pasuk legufei to be matir via shnia. If it's as esedei chaleisus, it's only one beer. If it's mitzad oleo oleo belekoch olei leisho, a bimutar even via shnia. As I frank Rav Kiveger, state in Rav Kiveger, there was pasha to him. When we're learning our Gemara, was Poshet to Rav Kiveger that the Eishesach is not Mutter forever. Sorry. That the Achosisho is not Mutter forever. We are trying to say, because they have the Miluim, that in our Sugya, it will be Mutter forever. Only because the Shem Elve goes off forever. And only because the Shem Elve goes off forever. Only because of Zaman Sender, that if the second wife is my wife, so the first one stops to be my wife. Two ways to understand the Avone, why in our Sugya we don't have the Avone Veluis problem. We have to know, Rav Kiveger did not learn like that. Rav Kiveger in our Sugya is asking on Teisus. The Teisus says that I don't need a Pasuk. If Esed Echeloisa said Ligufei, because anyway it's mutter, if it's also the pasuk is matir. But if it's mutter, I don't need a pasuk to say that it's mutter, because it's mutter anyways. Lo tzorich legufei. Zog Rav Kiveger, tzorich legufei, for be a shnia. If Rav Zalman Sender is right, I don't need a pasuk for be a shnia, she's allowed to stay forever. If Rav Zalman Sender is right, if Rav Zalman Sender is right, and when I marry the second one, the first one pops off, so I'm allowed to stay with the second one. So it's not kasha Rav Kiveger, it must be a shnia. So Rav Kiveger Weiss did not learn like that. Why he didn't learn like that? Or that he didn't learn the mitzvah as a kinyan, could be he learned the mitzvah as a beer. So you bichlal don't have to take off the shame elbow. Other he learned that even if it pops off, it stays achosisho. Or he learned that elbe never pops off. You can't be mekadesh a elbe. But after she's a elbe, and also Lechur Rav Kiveger did not learn, like, we tried to answer the Avdim Eluim. We tried to answer the Avdim Eluim, not Mitzad Rav Zalman Sender. We said, if it will be Poker, you're telling me it's a problem. So Val, the Esad Echeloisa say, it's Mafkia the Ganser Shem Elve. From today and tomorrow, it's Mafkia Legamre the Shem Elve. It's Mafkia Legamre the Shem Elve. And Mele, Obi no Isu. Obi no Isu. So Weistois, Rav Kiveger did not learn like that. We have to understand why. About Kilo Lefi Rav Kiveger comes back all of the questions. Again, Rav Kiveger will learn that the mitzvah is only the ma'aseh bia. Say that. Or that Rav Kiveger will learn that it's matchil is man, and then it's okay. Say that. Or Rav Kiveger will learn, one of the two. Other Rav Kiveger will learn, or that Rav Kiveger will learn the way we learn pshat, Rav Kiveger will not have a mokum to his kasha. So I'm saying, so chutzum the cheshmen of Rav Kiveger, it's g'day to ois cheshmen the teisves of Rav Kiveger, but Rav Kiveger bekilach ariyat was poshet him that if esed echeleis eshiyash boikores, it will be like meetz. And again, in one word, alamol in this sugi, you have to remember, I think the nochem spoken out a couple times, I should have to go to the next tesis, but Nochem said, Be'etzem is a sugi and daftes. Tesis and daftes is repeating our Gemara. Our Gemara said that the Maaseh doesn't work because Yesh Kores. And Taisa just adds the same kasha without chorus. And the elva without chorus. And what you tried to answer in Daftes goes back to our sugya. So we are trying to answer our sugya, the mishumma biyashniya bimutar here. With all different mahalchim that we tried to say today. And Isur Krevus, and everything goes off, and Bemele, she's mutar in Gansen. I will ask you one more shaila to test it. We know kotna ba'al aktano tegadlenu. We saw in the Beis Amudalev. We know if you're in a choylet, mu'uberes inat chayev. What would be if the Yevome is a choysisha and she's mu'uberes? You chayev chorus or not? If it's tam esed echeloy, so there's no mitzvah. So kotna ba'al aktano will be chorus. God la ba'al aktano. Because the Balak Doyla. Mu'uberes will be chorus. If it's a leo, if it will be a drosh, it's included in the Gvegis Gashe. That is nafkiminis in the posuk. It's nafkiminis in the posuk if it's a heter or not. It's not Stam Shaila. It's nafkiminis in the posuk if it's a heter in the parsha or not. Kol Mukoy, Azay is my midrab Gvegis. This is the first chayla. Mikol Mekoyim, or Firois the Gemore, Zot the Gemore, Eivu Dam Rilin Eser Deko Loises Greide, Loises Eshiyesh Bo Kores Midochi. So why we need Oleo? This is the Suya Se Gemore, why we need Oleo? Typically, it's an Ein Eser Deko Loises, Zot the Gemore, I don't need Oleo. Anyway, Ein Eser Deko Loises Eshiyesh Bo Kores. Ein Eser So what I need a pasuk. Come tases and freak the kash. V'imtoimar v'amaylo yalfinen delitchi me'esed the yibum the dochi loises. Freak tases, learn out from yibum lekol ateirikulo she'esed doicha loises she'yesh b'koros. So tases wants. I want to be mindful because this will be what we'll learn b'alchov. Tesis was that we will learn out from Yibum lekol atirikulo she'eser doicha loises she'yesh b'koros. Lechura, it's only if Yibum is that's eser doicha loises she'yesh b'koros. But if we will learn in Yibum that it's not mitzad eser doicha loises she'yesh b'koros, we'll learn Yibum in a different mahalach. So b'meila you can't learn out from it. So this Rebbe Elchanan, Be'archove and Simen Tes, Ois Aleph and Beis, is Maimi, the two Shittas here in Tesis. Better I get to see good the Tesis in Rebbe Elchanan, Simen Tes, Ois Aleph and Beis. So Hashem tomorrow we'll do this whole thing here.